from Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, bring you Meet Me at Parkey.
John, Christmas is almost here. Do you know what you can get for me?
No, but I'll take any reasonable offer.
Reasonable offer? Why, you...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Young man, do you think you can support my daughter on $40 a week?
Well, I'll try, sir, if that's all you can give me.
All I can give you? Get out!
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Arthur Q. Bryan, Opie Capes, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
Well, here it is, another Christmas. I love Christmas. Of course, Christmas time in California, stop sledding. There's no snow. I had a lot of fun decorating the restaurant. We got a big tree and bells and holly and Christmas wreaths. I wanted to get some poinsettias, so I sent out that dope Opie Cates to get some. Says he couldn't find no poinsettias, so he brought me back 2 cocker spangles. Should have known better than send out Opie Cates to get something for me. The day before, I sent him out to get me some mistletoe. Brought me back a bottle of Mustard. So it shouldn't go to waste. I had to go out and sprain my back. Yes, Christmas time is a wonderful time. Everybody's so gay, so full of the Christmas spirit. In fact, I picked up 2 fellas off the sidewalk this morning with they full of Christmas spirit. Say, that reminds me. I got to make up a big batch of my famous eggnog because every Christmas, I close up the restaurant and have open house. Everybody knows about my eggnog. I really make it malicious. You know? I have got a great recipe for eggnog. So first I put in 1/4 rye, then I add 1/4 scotch, 1/4 bourbon, and a dash of gin, about 1.5 gallons. Then 2 quarts of champagne, 3 quarts of rum, and I put in an egg. See, when you make eggnog, got to be careful not to use too many eggs. Makes you too rich. I don't know why they call it eggnog. It's really liquid jet propulsion. Well, I wouldn't know about those things because personally, I don't drink, you know. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Thanks.
Hey, have you seen today's papers?
No, what is it?
Well, let me read it to you now. Yeah. Just listen to this.
Go ahead.
Parkey Carcass wins award for being most popular man.
Yeah?
The Citizens Committee announced today that Parkey Carcass, prominent restaurant owner, has been selected as the most popular man in town.
What do you know? You see that paper? The committee made the award on the basis of his clean living, his community spirit, and charitable activities. When the chairman of the awards committee, Mr. Harold Whistlestaff, Jr., interviewed him last week, Mr. Parkey Carcass said, "Please turn over." Please turn over.
Where Parkey. That means turn the page, Parkey.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here it is right here. Mother and child are doing well. The baby weighs... What is that here?
No. Parkey, you got the wrong column. There it is right here.
Oh, yes. When interviewed, Mr. Parkey Carcass says, "I do not believe that I will win the contest, as who would ever select me as the most popular man at..." Well, you know, Betty, I won the contest.
Yes, you did. And congratulations, Mr. Popular Man.
Yes.
Well, how does it feel to be selected for such a great honor? That's a wonderful Christmas present, isn't it, Parkey?
It sure is. Gee, Betty, you know, this is a great country. Imagine picking out a guy like me as the most popular man. Yes, Betty, I guess I should be very happy. You know, when I first came over here from Greece, I landed in New York. I'll never forget it, Betty. I was all alone. It was cold and it was raining. I didn't know where to go, so I started walking down Broadway. Everything was so alive, I fell in love with America at first sight. And right then and there, I made up my mind, Betty, that I would do everything that the Americans did. The first thing I did was to cross the street against the lights.
Oh, Parkey.
Yes, Betty, you know, when I was in Greece dreaming about coming to this country, I thought that when I came to America, I would find gold in the streets. I soon found out that everybody had to work here, work hard to make his own opportunities. So, I made up my mind, Betty, to become a good smithysman. So, I went to school and they put me in the first grade, and that was embarrassing.
Oh.
Not only was I older than all the kids and older than the teacher, I was older than the school. But I made up my mind to learn everything I could about this great country, and then I did learn one thing, Betty, which I will never forget it. I learned all the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, the whole four verses, too.
Good for you, Parky.
Not only I learned the words, Betty, but what is more important, I learned the meaning of the words. That's when you really appreciate what that great song means.
Parky, you know, I'm really proud of you.
Yes, Betty, that's a habit which I never forgot. When you learn the meanings of words in songs, you can enjoy them so much better.
Well, you're absolutely right, Parky.
Yeah, but I will admit there's one song they got now. I can't finger it out at all. What does this mean? Chicory, chick, chala, chala, chickala, bominate, Americus.
Oh, here comes Opie Case.
Is that what it means?
I'll let you talk to Opie, Parky. I'm having a Christmas party at my house tonight, and I got to do a lot of phoning.
Okay, Betty, you go right ahead.
Well, congratulations.
Hello,
Parky. Yeah. I heard you won the contest for being the most popular man in town.
Yes, Opie, and I'm very proud that I won that contest, too, believe me.
You know something? I won a contest once, Parky.
You did? For being the most popular man?
Well, yeah, I kind of. It was a hog-calling contest.
What does a hog-calling contest got to do with being popular?
Well, I sure was popular with them hogs.
I see.
You know, I just happen to have a picture of me taking on the day I won the contest. Here it is right here.
Oh, yes.
That's me standing with the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the second one from the left.
You know, Opie, if you wasn't wearing eyeglasses, I never would have recognized you.
Eyeglasses?
Yes.
I wasn't wearing no eyeglasses. Let me see that picture.
Right there.
Oh, that ain't me. That's Elmer, our nearsighted hog. We had to get glasses for him.
Why did you have to get glasses for a hog?
He had a pigmatism.
I see. Well, Opie, you're leaving for home tonight. So you can spend Christmas with your family, huh?
Yeah, Parky, and I want to thank you again. You know, that was a swell Christmas present you gave me. The money for the fair to go home, you know.
Oh, well, Opie, you've got to go home for Christmas. Everybody should spend Christmas with their families, you know.
Yeah, Parky, that's a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I want you to have this as a Christmas gift for me.
Oh, Opie, it's beautiful. Just what I needed. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful case for a clarinet. Real leather, too.
A clarinet case. What am I going to do with a clarinet case? I don't got no clarinet.
You ain't?
No.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll have to use it myself because I got a clarinet and I need a new case very badly. Gee, Parker, you know, it was mighty nice of you to give me this, but you shouldn't have done it, really. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Yes, okay, Opie. Gee, wasn't that nice of him to think of me just the same? I wonder why he got me a clarinet case.
Well, Parky, I'm glad that's done. Gee, I just finished taking care of all the details for my Christmas party tonight.
Yes.
Say, I won't be seeing you for a couple of days. Oh, I'm going to miss you over the holidays, Parky.
Yeah, and I hope you all have a good time at your house, Betty. I'm going to miss you, too.
Oh, you'll probably be too busy to miss me. Don't forget, you're the most popular man in town.
Yeah, say, Betty, too bad they didn't have a contest for the best singer in town. You're going to use that one easy.
Oh.
Tell you what, Betty, I'll have a contest right now. You be the singer, I'll be the judge.
Okay.
What would you like to sing for me?
How about Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow?
Well, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if you won the prize, too.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And you brought some corn for poppin'. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how you'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Parkey, congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much, Bob Williams.
Hey, the whole town's talking about you winning the most popular man contest.
Yes, Bob, sure feels good to be the winner.
Say, I'd better go look up the losers. I'll bet they're plenty irritated. Then I can say to them, there, there, why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yeah, it's pretty good one, the way you got that one off. Telling the losers, why be irritated? Light, you're pretty clever, yes, sir.
Say, Parkey, here's a carton of old gold cigarettes. I want the most popular man to have the most popular cigarette.
Well, thank you, Bob. A whole carton of old gold. And look at that beautiful gift carton old gold is putting out special for Christmas. Mm.
Yes, Parkey. And inside that cheerful Christmas carton are those 200 rounds of comfort and pleasure. But remember, you can't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Oh, Bob, how could old gold be hot, harsh, and dry? That's why they use apple honey, don't you?
Well, yes. You see, to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples, which we call apple honey.
Yes, and it also seems to me, Bob, that I heard about old golds using something called Latakia.
Yes, Parkey. You know, Latakia is a rare imported tobacco that Old Gold uses to enrich its blend of many great tobaccos for extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's what makes Old Gold a finer cigarette. That's why every day more and more people are sold on Old Gold.
Yes, sold on Old Gold. I wonder what this lady coming in wants. Excuse me, Bob. I'll go over and talk to her. How do you do, lady?
How do you do? I'm the society editor of the Daily Press. I've met you before. My name is Hubba.
Tubba?
Not Tubba. I said Hubba, Hubba.
Oh, Hubba, 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 Hubba.
Now, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Yes.
Since you've been chosen our town's most popular man, my paper wants me to write something on you.
I want you to write something on me. I knew there was a shortage of paper. I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, I suppose I should get into my interview.
Yes.
Could you give me the story of your life briefly?
Well, briefly, I was born and I'm leaving. Is that brief enough?
Oh, well, I can cut it down. Any difference. We probably won't use it anyway. Well, thank you for this wonderful interview.
You're welcome.
I can honestly say it's been exceptionally dull. Goodbye.
There is, I guess, being voted the most popular man in town is pretty important. I must have thousands of friends. Imagine the newspaper sending over somebody to interview me.
Parkey.
Yeah, what is it, Betty?
Parkey, the mayor's secretary just called, and the mayor's on his way over here. He wants to go over his presentation speech with you.
Presentation?
Uh-huh. One day next week, he's going to present you with a cup for being the most popular man.
Well, Betty, he better go over his speech with me, and I hope he knows what he's going to say. Oh, my, that mayor is so absent-minded, you never know what's going to happen with him. He's so mixed up.
I know. Oh, look who's coming in the front door. When you hear the chimes, Parkey, it'll be his honor, the mayor. I'll leave you two alone.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Mayor?
Hello, my good friend.
Hello.
Have you finished pressing my suit?
And as great a mayor as a great city will ever have, I am proud to hold up our great city as a shining example of great government. I always intend to uphold the great ideals of this great city. I shall always hold up this great city as a model.
Speaking of holding up, what are you going to wear with your pants, belt or suspenders?
Oh, Now, Your Honor, you don't understand. You
don't say... interrupt. You'll never be chosen the most popular man.
Well, I...
You have no manners. Why don't you be like Park Yukakis?
Oh, I am Park Yukakis.
You are?
Yes.
Say, I've got some great news for you.
Really, what is it?
You've been voted the most popular man in this whole great city.
I know it.
Congratulations.
You know, doesn't it be wonderful, Your Honor, to be picked as the most popular man?
It sure is.
Sure is.
It is most gratifying to know the citizens of this great community have selected me as the most popular man. I accept this cup on behalf of my friend.
No, it's not you. You see, it's me. Don't you, November? I am Park Yukakis.
Look, my good man, I know you're Park Yukakis. You don't have to keep reminding me who you are. I'm not stupid, you know.
You're not? Look, pardon me, Your Honor.
Yes, you keep your nose out of this. All you've got to do, mister, is just press my pants. And I wish you'd hurry because I've got a date with my good friend Park Yukakis and I've got to get over to his restaurant.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, Your Honor, you're all mixed up.
I am not mixed up at all. I know exactly what I'm saying. Simply amounts to this. I am the mayor.
Yes.
And you're Park Yukakis.
That's right.
And this is Parky's restaurant. Is that right?
Yes.
And you say I'm mixed up. You're just angry that I won the contest for having the most popular pants in the city, that's all. Good day, Your Honor.
Oh. Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play Waiting for the Train to Come In.
Betty.
Getting ready for Christmas, Bob? Gonna have a party?
Yeah, Betty, Christmas is always a big day at our house. After dinner, you know, we all go into the living room and we take turns entertaining. Mom plays the piano, Pop plays the fiddle, and when it comes my turn, I always tell a story. And this year, Betty, I've got the most interesting story I've ever had.
Gee, I wish you'd tell me the story, Bob.
I'd be glad to, Betty. It's just this. What's the meaning of that popular slogan, "Why be irritated? Light an old gold." Why particularly an old gold? Well, I can tell you why in three words. devotion to details. For in every detail of manufacture, Old Gold has gone to extreme lengths to give you a superior cigarette. To be specific, in Old Gold you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, which enriches the blend to peak flavor and bouquet. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, that famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on Old Gold is another detail to give you added smoking comfort, for it's made from virgin pure flax, which, with the aid of sparkling mountain spring water, is converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. A great blend, plus Latakia, plus apple honey, plus virgin pure flax paper. Those are the specific details that give you that added plus in smoking pleasure. So, as we say, why be irritated? When you want real comfort and pleasure, light an Old Gold. Oh, there's Parky. Hey, Merry Christmas, Parky. See you next week. I've got to get home and spend Christmas with the family. So long.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. So long, Bob. See, everybody's going home for Christmas. Oh, my, look who's coming in. It's Orville Sharp, the salesman. Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Well, hello, Mr. Parker Conker. Congratulations. Hey, I understand you've been picked the most popular man in town. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, all right.
Now, look. When you're the most popular man in town, you're taking on a lot of responsibility. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. What do you mean, responsibility?
Why, yep, so. You become the idol of the people.
I do?
They worship you.
Oh.
They put you up on a pedestrian.
Put you up on a pedestrian? Boy, you don't mean pedestrian, you mean pediatrician.
Now, look.
Yeah.
You realize that a man is known by the enemies he makes, don't you?
Enemies?
Yeah. And you'd like to continue being the most popular man in town, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Who are you buying your enemies from?
To be popular, you got to buy enemies?
Why, of course. The more popular you are, the more enemies you got to have. Yeah. Now, I represent a company called We Loathe and Hate at a Reasonable Rate Incorporated. Don't forget our motto. Get wise to the best buys and guys who despise.
That sounds nice. Look, I don't know what you're talking about. Why should I have to buy people to be my enemies?
And that way you save a lot of time.
Oh.
Take your regular friends. Now, it might take them years to learn to hate you.
Yeah.
We start off hating you right away. Let me give you an eggs and apple.
Eggs and apples?
Yeah. Now, I got a guy for $50. Oh, is he an enemy? Oh, boy, you'd love the way he hates you.
I would? Uh-huh. What does he do?
Well, now, every morning he stays home and he sends out hundreds of poison pen letters about you. Yeah. And in the afternoons, he puts on his whispering campaign against you. And then at night, he stands outside your restaurant. He stops everybody who passes by. And he tells them malicious things about you. And then he writes big lies about you on the sidewalk in pink chalk.
Look, why should I have to spend $50 for somebody to hate me? I don't get that.
You want to be hated right, don't you? If anybody's going to hate you, you don't want no amateurs doing it. Now, don't forget, these guys are professionals. If you don't want to spend $50, in your case, we can hate you for $25.
You can hate me for $25?
Why, sure, it'll be easy. Now, look, for $25, I got 50 people spreading a story around that you're the guy that started that saying, your father's mustache. Oh, boy. That'll make people hate you.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I think it's crazy to spend $25 for people to hate me.
How much do you want to spend for some good enemies?
I don't want no enemies at all. As long as you say I got to have some, maybe I could afford about $2.
Did you say enemies for $2?
Yes.
Why, I was never so insulted in my life. You know something, brother?
What?
You just made a powerful enemy for nothing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. If I wasn't the most popular man in town, would I tell him something? Oh, my, looks like everybody in the restaurant is gone. I'm the only one left. I guess I might as well Close up for the night. It looks like everybody's gone home for Christmas. Oh, hello, kitty. What are you meowing about? What are you trying to say? Merry Christmas? Well, meow, meow to you too, kitty, and many of them. I suppose you want to know where everybody's going to, huh? Everybody's gone home, see? Betty and Opie and Bob Williams and everybody. Yeah, they're gone home. It's Christmas time, kitty. That's November. Everybody wants to be with their families. Guess it's good to have a home to go to on Christmas, huh, kitty? You know, I would have liked it if somebody would have asked me to come home with them for Christmas. But who'd asked me? And I bet, kitty, you thought everybody was going to forget you, too, but I didn't forget you. I got you some catnip and a ball and a new collar with a little bell on it and a little toy mouse that winds up. I'll wind it up for you. You're going to have a lot of fun chasing that mouse around. You know what else I got you, kitty? I got you a new saucer to drink your milk out of. It's even got your name on it. Yes, sir, I had them print on it. K-I-T-T-Y, pussy. And I bet you'll never guess. I bet you'll never guess what you are going to have for your Christmas dinner. I bet you think you're going to have just ordinary milk. Well, you're not, see, kitty? It's Christmas. You're going to have half and half. Oh, you like that, huh? So you see, kitty, you wasn't forgotten, was you? Nah. What kind of a fellow would I be if I went off and left you all alone for Christmas? You know something else, kitty? I bet all the other cats in town is going to be jealous of you. And you know why? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because you're going to spend Christmas with the most popular man in town.
Adventures of Parker Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Arthur Q. Bryan, Opie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra. Tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky. At Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. This is Bob Williams saying good night and a Merry Christmas to you all from Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.